to the right of me, he is living and he's not dead. That's the kind of God I serve. He's mighty.
We are joined right now by Andrew Sachs, photojournalist, video producer, and Dr. E. LeQuint Weaver II, a musician. Together, they have created a film that premieres this coming weekend, and the name of that film is called Let's Have Some Church Detroit Style. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
It's nice to be here. Yeah.
Now, the movie, we call it a movie, film, documentary. How should we quantify it?
It's a film documentary.
Film documentary. Focuses on the Hallelujah Singers based in Detroit, Michigan, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, is it okay to call it gospel?
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, because I was reading through the review and I didn't see a lot of mention of gospel, but it sure sounded like gospel. And who doesn't love gospel music?
I don't know.
So tell us about the film and the documentary. What does it feature and focus on?
Well, if you drive through Detroit, if you start on the east side and drive through Detroit, go to the west side, you're going to see a lot of churches. You're going to see some old ones, some new ones, some big ones, some small ones. Churches that are on the street corner, churches that have been built into prefab buildings. Our film is not going to take you into every one of those churches, but we will take you into a few. And we will introduce you to a lot of the singers in the Hallelujah Singers group. You'll learn a little bit about when they started singing, how they started singing, why they started singing. And we'll follow them to work. We'll follow them on the road to an awards competition in Birmingham, Alabama. And you'll hear a lot of music in this film.
And Dr. Weaver, that's your hometown?
That is my birthplace.
Your birthplace. How was it going back there?
Oh, excellent. I always love to go home. I see family and friends and everything. So it was just wonderful to go home.
Spoiler alert, did you win the competition?
You'll have to come and see.
Oh, and Dr. Weaver wasn't even directing for that one.
See there? He's been around us for 4 years, so he's gotten it.
Well, now tell me about your music. What inspires you, and what are the Hallelujah Singers, what are they known for?
Hallelujah Singers are known for their jazzy, pitchy style in gospel. I like that kind of jazz kind of flavor, but I'm a traditionalist as well. So you could put all that together, you get an unusual style.
I call it a gumbo.
That's what Andy calls
spicy
it, a gumbo.
Good,
yeah,
and delicious.
Yeah. So that's basically the style of singing that we do. I'm not a contemporary person, but it still gives you a jazz flavor, you know. So you don't just get the hymnal. You know, I can change a hymn, but we're going to put a little update to it.
I saw a little preview, and it seems like you are, I don't want to say hard on the singers, but how do you inspire them?
I have to be hard on them in order for them to be and reach the acclaim that they want to reach. You have to do some of them like you would do your children. Sometimes they have to have a little punishment, you know, to get to where you need to go. And that's why you'll have to come and see what's happening in the film, why I was hard, and at the end they'll appreciate.
Well, there are a number of people who've said on and off camera that he is hard on us. He gets us to do things that we didn't think we had in us.
Inspiring. So, Andy, how did you even come up with the idea for this film?
So I've been a journalist for a long time, and LeQuint and I were acquainted back in the early 90s. And we just renewed our friendship about 5 years ago and brought this project to life.
So you went and watched a choir practice and said, we need to make a movie about this?
I went and watched a Super Bowl commercial about Chrysler's 200 automobile, and I was impressed that Chrysler was depicting Detroit in such a barren and desolate way. And I thought, that's not the story of Detroit that I want to tell. I know this group of singers that are bringing joy and hope and the promise of prosperity to everyone through their music. And then we started working on the documentary.
What a great message. And how long did it take you to put it all together?
We started in May of 2011, so we're pushing now 4.5 years on this thing.
It's called Let's Have Some Church Detroit Style, premieres Sunday, March 22nd at the Detroit Institute of Arts as part of the Free Film Festival. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
What's up, Mom?